The monarchists are back. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The politicians claiming election fraud will ride into battle now, challenging the electoral count and even hinting at actual violence, as has the president. That might be justified if we had millions of reports of election fraud, but of course we don't. The election wasn't even close. What we do have are millions of people who just don't trust elections anymore, which means they've given up on democracy. It happens. Counting votes is complicated. None of us gets to count them for ourselves. We have to trust the officials in charge. And if you don't trust the elections, you don't trust the people who were elected to run those elections, and everything unravels. And with the income gap in this country, once the violence starts, that would be bad news. So maybe we have to do what some of the founders wanted to do at the beginning. Just set up a monarchy. The Trumps are clearly beloved by millions of people. They already have their palaces. There are plenty of heirs, one of whom is already named Baron. And now that I'm through season two of The Crown, I know that an American monarchy would easily eclipse the British version when it comes to intrigue and media obsession. Once Trump is ensconced, he can keep the big plane, issue decrees from Mar-a-Lago, cut ribbons at golf courses, and create the Order of the Red Hat. And he will remain above prosecution, which I have a feeling is what's driving all this. The monarchists will get what they want, and for everybody else, Joe Biden will make a fine prime minister. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.